Hi there, and welcome to the NTU podcast, the place where you can find out everything there is to know about life at NTU whilst you're here and what to do before you arrive. Today's episode is all about sport at NTU, which comes at a fantastic time because we have just won the Daily Mail Sport University of the Year 2026. Woo! Very, very exciting, and we're going to find out a little bit more today about what went on to make that possible. So if we introduce our panel first before we get into that, Chris, if you'd like to introduce yourself to our listeners.
Yes, hello. I'm Chris Campbell. I am Director of Sport, and my role is just the strategic leadership of everything to do with sport at NTU. But primarily, the most important thing we can do is ensure that sport is a massive part of your student experience. Whether you want to be an elite performer or just want to come and have a go at something casual, we're here to give you something to be part of and be proud to be NTU.
And over to you, Jasmine.
Hi, I'm Jasmine. I'm the Vice President of Sport from the Students' Union. So I represent the student voice within sport, get to work really close with clubs and the committee members and help them with lots of fun events through the year.
Thanks so much, guys. Really, really excited to have you here today. And as I mentioned, we've got an amazing achievement to celebrate, but that's not all that NTU is recognised for. In fact, we've been recognised top 10 in the book sports for how many years?
Since 2020.
No way. And Jas, would you mind explaining a little bit about what that actually means for NTU Sport?
So it's really great. We're really proud of all our students. Bucks is something that goes on throughout the year. Our students get to play in competitive sport.
Is Bucks where universities go against other universities and compete across a range of sports?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Amazing.
The great thing about it is that the offering is huge. It's not just your traditional sports, football, rugby, hockey, that, you know, people would normally think. There's dodgeball, there's korfball, there's a whole range of martial arts, there's sailing, there's windsurfing. There are so many competitions which take place both on Wednesday afternoons, but at weekends and at different times across the year. And across our 60 sports clubs, it means there's an unbelievable range of opportunities for people to represent us as a university, and the fact we've been top 10 for so long means we've been doing pretty well at it.
100%. And like you say, going alongside that University of the Year for Sport 2026, that pairing together just showcases how fantastic the offering here is at NTU, and we're going to pick apart every single part of it today. Many of the students listening to this podcast might be interested in what kind of facilities they'd be able to have access to as a student at NTU. As you say, there's so many different ways that students can get involved in sport, so there's always going to be some kind of interaction with the amazing facilities we have here. So why don't we run by campus, what kind of facilities our students have? Does that sound okay?
Yeah.
Amazing. Chris, I'll come to you first, and if you want to talk about Clifton, which we are actually filming in today, which is our fantastic dance studio, which has got some cycling equipment over there and is used for a range of different societies. So yeah, I think Clifton's a great place to start. You want to take it away?
Yeah, so we're really proud of the facilities we've got at Clifton. And if you were to look at the campus from above, you would see sports pitches all around the edges, and it's the real heart of what's going on here. Within the Clifton Sports Hub, which is where we're sitting and talking to you now from, we've got two sports halls. We've got two gyms, one of them being a high performance training centre, which is where the vast majority of our performance athletes spend quite a bit of their time. We've also outside, we've got a 3G pitch, we've got a recently resurfaced hockey pitch, a tennis centre, which is one of the leading facilities in the country, providing a fantastic experience for a whole range of standard of tennis players. And so there really is huge opportunity across all of them to allow our students to come and have a go at anything they want.
And these are not only available to the sports teams, but also can be available to book sort of by individual students, that if they wanted to play tennis or if they wanted to use it for a specific reason, they are able to book things for themselves, aren't they?
Yeah, that's correct. We've got a whole range of memberships which fall under the pink categories, so lots of different types within that, depending on budgets and when you're able to take part. And yeah, whether you hold one of them or not, you're able to come and book our courts on a casual basis and have a go at sport at whatever level is right for you.
Thanks so much about that rundown for Clifton, Chris. Can we head over to you, Jasmine, to find out a little bit more about City?
Yep, so we've got loads of amazing facilities in the SU building. Downstairs, we've got another dance studio. Loads of classes happen there, as well as like training sessions. We've also got a really nice sports hall there, where again, loads of classes and training sessions happen. We've got the sports therapy suite. And then we've also got the two-floor gym, which has just been like upgraded in the past year. And we've got lots of new equipment, lots of nice lighting. It's really affordable for students and it's easy to get to because it's city campus. Lots of students attend. It gets really busy as well.
That's what's so great about, you know, both those campuses, like you mentioned, all the sports facilities are kind of embedded around your learning facility. So it's so easy to kind of fit it around your schedule and make it a massive part of your student experience.
We've also got the rock climbing wall. And last Christmas, I actually dressed up as a Grinch and went up it.
For in the aid of
just a Christmas video.
Nice, nice. Thank you both so much for that. And obviously, we can't forget about our fantastic Brackenhurst campus, which is over in Southwell. Chris, would you mind giving a little bit of an overview of our facilities there?
Yeah, it's a fantastic campus out there for our students. And we partner very closely with Southwell Leisure Centre, where there's significant discounts on memberships and opportunities for students. We work very closely with the local rugby club, not just to offer rugby facilities, but also a range of other outdoor opportunities for students. And it's important that we don't forget the world-leading equestrian facilities that we've got on site for those students who are interested in that particular discipline. And so if that's something you're interested in, that is one of the best places in the country to be at.
So not only is NTU a fantastic institution all about sport, but it's also generated some incredible athletes that has been able to go on and do some incredible things in the world of sport. Chris, would you mind giving us a little bit an oversight of who kind of stands out to you in the last few years?
Yeah, we've had athletes go to a range of major competitions in a range of sports, whether they're, we've had a range of canoeists and hockey players go to the Olympics. We've had a whole range of netball players play in the Netball Super League for a whole range of different franchises. We've had footballers go on to professional contracts, and we've had rugby players go on to play internationally. The most recent example of that being Ellis Mee, who, while still a student with us, was capped by Wales in the Six Nations in 2020. And that legacy is something we've had now for the best part of 20 years, with athletes coming through our programs and going on to be really successful in the international and professional game.
So yeah, agreed. I've seen so many of these incredible people on social media, for example, that have been at NTU. But how do you feel that we've like played a part in how they've got to that stage?
We focus really hard on it being an athlete-centered environment. Firstly, by seeing them as student athletes and really ensuring that they're able to prioritize and work across both areas really successfully. And then we put in place a support program, which is really multifaceted, multidisciplinary. So we offer fantastic strength and conditioning, physiotherapy, lifestyle support, a lot of work around nutrition and psychology. We work really hard with the academic schools to ensure that there's an appropriate level of academic flexibility, and all of this is to ensure that they have the very best opportunities to succeed and make a positive contribution, whatever that might look like for them, because that's at different levels depending on the sport. And we also really find that as long as they are continue to perform academically as well, that really assists them in their sporting performance. We find the two really interlink well together.
And let's say there's somebody listening that is interested in being an athlete at NTU. How would that come about? How would they apply for that, or just, you know, make themselves known to you guys?
There's a number of different ways we do it. Outside of the NTU Open Day calendar, which exists, which is a fantastic way to come to the university and learn about what we do. There's opportunities through the website to apply directly to sports scholarships and get in contact with our range of performance specialists. But also have a look out if our coaches are coming around to your area. Our coaches travel around the country to meet people at different schools, different academy setups. So the chances are they'll be coming near you soon, and you'll be able to have a great conversation with them there.
Incredible. And if they've got any questions, you guys are always there to answer through the social channels.
Absolutely.
Brilliant. Thanks so much for sharing all that great insight, Chris. As we've kind of mentioned there, there's so much on offer for our student athletes and for those that want to take part in a sports that might compete in a league, such as books. But what about those students who are just a bit more interested in doing it a bit more casually? Jasmine, would you mind giving us a few sort of opportunities that students can get involved in?
Yeah, of course. First of all, you've got sports clubs always do like tasters and fun sessions like Bring a Boy throughout the year, and they're normally open. You just book onto the app, and that they're really fun, really social, and you meet loads of new people. We've also got a campaign called Play for Fun. This happens throughout the year. You can get involved in loads of different sports with your friends. You don't need to commit to anything. You can go when you like, just book on when you like. We've got things like tennis, football, netball, loads of different things within that. And they happen City and Clifton as well. So anyone can go. We've also got internal sports leagues. Our biggest ones are football and netball. This is when you can make a team with your friends and loads of different clubs and societies get involved and they play against each other. Really chill, really social as well.
Love that insight. I think it's always great that students have opportunities to not necessarily, you know, have to go to training sessions. If they just have a group of friends or their housemates that they want to join a football team with, that's some, you know, great options there for people to do. And just on your sort of like open sessions, if people do have any queries about specific sports teams or, you know, let's say somebody, well, we're in the dance studio, someone wants to join dance and they want to find out a little bit more, are they best messaging the, you know, team social media channels? And I'm sure we can find out all that all through the website, can't you?
Yeah, they're really good at posting when they've got open sessions, taster sessions throughout the year, but they're also all really good at replying to their DMs on Instagram. So I'd definitely just message them if you're interested and they'll give you all the info needed.
I know there are also opportunities to get involved with leadership and volunteering with sport. Would you mind sharing a little bit about what that entails?
Yeah, so every club has a committee. There's loads of different roles. You've got president, marketing officer, social and wellbeing officers. Everyone plays a massive part in running the club, which is really great. And people can apply within the elections each year. I was a social and wellbeing officer back in 2022, quite a while ago now. This role, like, it helps with events, getting the ocean tickets every week, keeping the club nice and fun, getting everyone together.
And how did being a social and wellbeing officer get you to the place that you are today?
So I ended up being able to work with NTU Sport really closely, really get to know like what goes on behind the scenes. And it also helped me just get involved with the Students' Union a bit more, get to know our student athletes. And that's why I've got such a passion to be in my role and work with NTU Sport for more years.
Because when really else would you at university be in charge of a club that, especially if you're part of a big sports team, you're going to be over 100 members easily, where else would you have those opportunities to be able to help events and help manage things? So it's really, really great experience to have alongside of your university and for something that you're passionate about.
Yeah, it's really great to see like the athletes develop over like the year, because you've got beginners from the start of the year who really flourish, and it's nice to like see them as a committee, see what you've done and all the progress.
I'll share a little of my insight. So when I was at university in 2016, I was the events manager for dance in the rooms that we are now, and I had to organise a showcase, and that then gave me experience in managing events, which then helped me get my job at NTU, because that was part of the graduate role. So it all feeds into it. You never know what's going to help you later on in life. So yeah, really recommend being part of a committee if you get the chance. Now, we couldn't have an NTU Sport podcast episode without talking about Varsity, which is the highlight of a lot of students' social events throughout the year, because it's a great way of bringing everybody together. Now, I don't want to share too much about it, because that's what you guys are here for, but I'm just going to hand the reins over to you and let our listeners know why Varsity is as good as it is. Chris, if you go first.
Well, it's not just a student highlight of the sporting year. The staff absolutely love it as well, because it's a real opportunity to see all the students that we've been working with across the year thrive in these really exciting, competitive, you know, high octane environments. And we work really closely with the Students' Union to deliver it, don't we, Jazz? Particularly in setting up some of the venues that we get to play some of the games at.
Yeah, it's really great. Everyone can get involved, whether they're playing, they're performing at half time, like the cheerleaders and the dancers do, or just spectating. Everyone is really great at supporting. People make their signs, they're in their pink colours, so that's really great. We've got loads of events that sell out. For example, ice hockey, that's my favourite event. It's a really great atmosphere to like kick off the series. Trent did win last year as well. That was great. We've also got more big venues, such as football, is back at Meadow Lane this year, so that's really fun.
And you can't underestimate just how cool it is as a university to see 7,000 students in the Motorpoint Arena with our ice hockey players playing, to see over 5,000 people in Meadow Lane watching the football, to see people down at, whether it be Nottingham Rugby for the rugby matches, the facilities filled up for netball matches. It's just a fantastic atmosphere and experience, and every single person who is there, whether you are competing, whether you're officiating, whether you're spectating, whether you're event management, everyone buzzes off that event, and it's such a fantastic way to celebrate everything that we do in Nottingham with student sport.
You can also get involved by being the Trent Tiger, our mascot. Really great, loads of energy, really brings the hype in the crowd throughout all the games.
It is a great part of the year and something I'm really looking forward to this year. So we've touched on varsity, facilities, you know, sports leagues, everything like that. But if people, you know, just want to come and train in the gyms rather than joining like a sport team, what kind of thing does that look like for students? What kind of price can they expect to pay? Whereabouts can they use the facilities? I'd just love to hear a little bit more about it. Chris, I'll go to you for this one.
Yeah, we pride ourselves in making it really, really accessible. And our memberships start from just $8.99 a month.
Great.
And that allows you access to the gym facilities, both at Clifton and at City. So it's one combined membership. So you don't have to worry about where you might be during the day to be able to attend. And our memberships include access to the various courts at different times. They also allow access to a whole range of different classes. And we've set the membership with so many different options that we know that people will be able to find something which is right for them, both in terms of price point, but also in terms of what they're able to commit based on the various other commitments students have.
Sounds like there's something that for everyone then, like you say, and it's great that we are looking after our students' bank accounts by making it accessible and a range of options available. Love that. Guys, can you believe it that we're coming to the end of the episode? How sad. Feels like we've only just sat down to chat, and we've got through so much and it's been so insightful. So thank you both for coming today. Before we go, though, I've got some quick fire questions for you. Do you feel like you can handle them?
Yeah.
So I'm well, just I gonna, can. Okay. Can you?
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask Chris first, then Jasmine, Chris first, then I've got three questions. So just give me your answers straight after each of them. Are you ready? Okay. 3, 2, 1. Chris, what's one piece of advice you'd give to a student thinking about getting involved in sport at NTU?
Try anything and everything. You never know what it is you might like that you've not tried before. And, you know, you might be a bit nervous, a little bit uncertain. A lot of other people will be the same. Just chuck yourself into it. And I guarantee it will add so much to your time here.
Love that answer. Jasmine, go.
I would say the exact same. Try something new. I'd never done cheerleading before when I tried back when I was a second year, and then it really changed my uni experience, met a whole new group of people, really boosted my confidence as well, performing and then going on to being on committee. So definitely get involved.
Great answers, guys. Okay, the second question. Can you share your favourite moment that captures the spirit of sport at NTU? Go, Chris.
I think my favourite moment has to be honest, any of the ice hockey varsities in the last couple of years. You know, we were wondering what student sport would look like when we came out of the COVID period, and to be back in that venue with 7,000 people in from universities across Nottingham watching students take part in sport, people watching their friends, their family do it, there's nothing better than that, and ultimately that is why we're here.
Mine is every Wednesday afternoon here on Clifton, because there's so many different games going on. You've got the students that are supporting Trent, and that's really great to see all our athletes out.
What sporting event are you most excited for at NTU?
Genuinely, what I'm finding really exciting at the moment is seeing the progression of some of our sports clubs and our sports teams who are making such a great effort to drive and improve themselves. So I don't think I'd put it on a particular event, but actually I'd say looking at our teams like volleyball, like dodgeball playing, who are real up and comers in what we're doing, that's really, really exciting. Of course, I enjoy going to see a lot of our other stuff as well, but to see how they're developing and coming through, and I think they really are the future of what we're doing here. So that's great to see them on such a regular basis.
I'm so excited for the varsity series again. Really excited to see football back at Meadow Lane because it was such a success last year. It was sunny, the vibe was great, even though we didn't win. But that's okay.
Sometimes everyone it's had just so the taking part
yeah,
that counts.
Everyone had so much fun. And I'm also really excited to be back on the ice again at ice hockey during halftime. The puck off.
Thanks so much for answering those questions, both of you. And we have officially come to the end of this episode of the NTU podcast. Have you had a great time?
Yeah, it's been great. Thanks so much. It's definitely different to what we do every day at
it
work.
It's great fun to talk about all the different things that we have here, and we hope people are interested in coming to be part of it with us.
Well, I'm certainly interested. I've learned so much, and there's so much to look forward to this year. And say for everybody who's listening or watching at home that's either already at NTU or looking to join, hopefully they've taken a little bit away from today of ways that they can get involved. So amazing. Thanks both. Thanks so much for listening and watching today's episode of the NTU podcast. Join us next time to find out more about life at NTU. See you later. Bye.
Thank you.